From the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. $4 billion worth of COVID-19 stimulus money slated to help black farmers with debt relief is being held up. The money is meant to address historical disadvantages, but white farmers claim it's reverse discrimination, and lawsuits are tying up the money. Virginia's John Boyd Jr. heads the National Black Farmers Association. A soybean farmer, Boyd says he fought prejudice for years from a loan officer who refused to take his loan application.
This person spat on me, called me racial epithets, had my application torn up and thrown in a trash can.
USDA investigators substantiated his experience. Boyd says it's part of a pattern that puts farmers of color at higher risk of foreclosure.
To me, it's a continuation of the discrimination that we've been facing for many, many years.
Black Americans own 50,000 farms, down from 1 million a century ago. The ongoing crisis in small-town health care is exacerbated by the pandemic. 120 rural hospitals already closed in the last decade, according to researchers. Now Idaho is taking its turn as the epicenter of COVID-19, with 10 hospitals in northern rural areas forced to implement crisis care, a last resort to deal with shortages of staff and hospital beds. The designation allows hospitals to ethically decide how to allocate available resources.
All of the key COVID-19 items we watch closely are now headed the wrong direction.
Dave Jeppesen, Idaho's Department of Health Director, says it's the first time a state has activated the crisis standards of care.
The vast, vast majority of people coming down with COVID-19 are unvaccinated.
The pandemic makes traveling by car the safest option for many, and that means a lot of pit stops. Utah's Rural County Grant Program is helping small towns accommodate folks with porta-potties. And Garfield County's Economic Development Director, Caden Figgins, wants the grant money to also create a hub for remote workers.
The rural character and the quality of life here is fantastic.
Figgins wants to offer more diversified services for residents as well as visitors to Utah's Bryce Canyon National Park. Traveling west of the Utah Canyon, you might hear this. The greater sage-grouse population has dropped 80% the past 50 years due to development, but its numbers could get a boost after five rural states set new records, adding acreage to the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program. South Dakota is one. Here's State Wildlife Federation Director Chris Hesla.
We still have a lot of open lands out in northwestern South Dakota that, you know, if we can keep the habitat on, the animals and the sage-grouse and that will thrive in it.
The unusual bird is critical to the circle of life for animals both large and small across 11 western states. For the Yonder Report and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.